This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA.
Joined by Coach Bill Parcells, the native of Inglewood, New Jersey, who led the New York Giants to the Super Bowl in both 1986 and 1990, and yes, he won both of those. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2013 and has been involved in thoroughbred racing since the early 90s, and he currently campaigns under the stable name of August Dawn Farm. And Coach, can't thank you enough for spending a little time here this morning.
Oh, nice to be here.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And take me back to the beginning. Where did the love affair with horse racing begin for Bill Parcells?
Well, I don't know. It was kind of a gradual process. When I was a young boy, my dad used to periodically take me to Monmouth Park in New Jersey. You know, we would go down there maybe once or twice a year. And when I was 17, 18, and that kind of thing. So I remember going a couple of times with him. As a young man in New York, baseball and horse racing and boxing were the three sports that were really the most popular. And, you know, basketball and pro football that really hadn't kind of come along to the extent that they had now. So I always had an interest in it. And I'd say 20, 25 years ago, I bought my first horse up here and went forward from there. So I had him ever since.
Was your dad involved in racing in any way, or was
no,
he just a fan?
He just was a fan. He enjoyed going, and he liked the action.
What do you remember about those early days of going to the track with him?
Well, I remember having bet a long shot one time right near the end of the time we were going to spend at the track, and for me, I had a pretty good amount of money, probably $40 or $50 on this horse, and he was well in front, but unfortunately he fell down, and so I wound up losing that race, and that's one of my most vivid recollections.
It's a tough way to learn the lesson about losing at the races.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Would your dad encourage you, I guess, but would he teach you how to bet, or did he kind of discourage it at that age?
I was kind of ultra conservative at the time, just able to manage $2 across and those kind of things. And he always used to tell me they love guys like you. And he used to say that, you know, because even when you hurt him, you're not hurting him very much. So he was a little bit more of a fourth odds horse guy. And so I always had that in mind, and he always told me that we try to bet a little to make a lot. We don't try to bet a lot to make a little.
Did you know even at that point that you wanted to be involved on a bigger stage?
No, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know till, you know, having gotten a chance to visit a couple tracks, and as I got a little older and had the wherewithal to maybe possibly get into a little of it, I think that was when I kind of decided to just give it a try. And, you know, we were raising our family and educating our children, and my wife wasn't too happy with the decision, but eventually she got to come around as well.
It only takes one winner to get them interested,
right? That's right. It only takes one winner. That's right.
Outside of your dad, were there any other family members that were involved with racing or interested?
No, but it was popular, and it was popular in the New York, New Jersey area where I grew up. And so, you know, you would hear about the races, and television was kind of on the forefront, and you'd see some of the major races from time to time. So it was nice.
Did you have a favorite horse growing up?
Well, you know, the horses I remember as a young boy, you know, Native Dancer, Kelso, those kind of horses were the two, I think, probably most prominent.
think your dad would enjoy coming out here to Saratoga watching your horses run?
Sure, I think he would. It's a, you know, Saratoga is a wonderful place. It's a very, very happy place for me. When I'm here, I'm generally very happy, and I live here in the summertime and spend a good part of the time at the, you know, either here at the Oklahoma track or at the races, and I enjoy it very much.
Did you find it more difficult to remain passionate and involved in racing when you were coaching?
I did, because, you know, you really don't have much time to pay attention, but I still continued to own horses when I was coaching, and, you know, I'd be able to, I had pretty good video guys, so I could kind of get the hookups from Saratoga, and we'd get them on the cable, and, you know, I was able to watch from time to time, even as far away as California, I was able to watch some races that my horses were running in.
Did you ever have the time to sneak away to the track when you were on the road, or were you just too busy?
No. Not during the season. I never recall ever going.
Tell me about the first horse that you ever owned.
Well, my first horse was named Nickel Defense, and he was a New York bred, and we got him to the races, and he wasn't what you call highly successful, but he did do a few things and kind of got me interested. And then I bought another horse, Personal Girl. She was unraced as a two-year-old. We started her quite a bit as a three-year-old. She did pretty well, and then, of course, that kind of got me hooked a little bit more. And then we had a kind of a list of some horses that didn't do as well. And then finally I wound up with a horse called Saratoga Snacks, who's going to run up here, we think, on the 15th, who's a pretty good quality horse, won the Empire Classic last year, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, tremendous horse. What do you remember about the day that you won your first race?
I just remember being excited. It's the same feeling you get when they kick the ball off in football, and they put that horse in the gate, and your name's on it. Even though it's a little like football, but you have absolutely no control in horse racing. And in football, at least, you have a little bit of control in game management and decisions that are made. But it's just the luck of the draw. But that doesn't reduce the excitement. The excitement's the same. The adrenaline's the same. And when that horse goes in there, you know, you're definitely paying attention.
You mentioned the word control. As the coach, you had an awful lot of control, and as you mentioned, now with horse racing, you have to give that control to somebody else. Is that a challenge? Is it a bit difficult?
No, it's not, because I don't have the knowledge base to know what's what exactly. You know, you learn a little as you go, and you take the information and try to use it, and maybe it helps you ask a little bit more intelligent questions, but I'm not a horse trainer, and so I don't know, and I'm not astute enough to look at a horse and say, hey, that's the horse I would like to buy. Now, the only thing I can tell you is I can tell fast when I see it.
Yeah.
If I see fast, I know it's fast.
What is your philosophy when you're looking at horses, or do you kind of leave that up to the trainers?
No, I kind of leave it
horses?
Up to someone else. As I said, I wouldn't really know. I've learned, you know, I've asked the experts. I have quite a few good friends that are some of the top trainers in the country. And, you know, you ask questions, you try to learn, and, you know, they point things out to you and how they're training and what they do. And in a lot of ways, it's a lot like football, because these are athletes. Some of them are temperamental. Some of them don't want to work. Some of them are lazy. Some of them are eager. It's just a cross-section of everything you run into football.
Can you draw any parallels to winning a horse race and the thrill that you received in certain scenarios on the football field?
Yeah, I do. I think you get a real sense of exhilaration when you win. And I know the bigger the races are, when you get into stake races and stuff, the feeling is a lot like it. Now, of course, the game's a lot shorter in horse racing. It's 2 minutes or a minute and 40, whatever it is. It's a little bit shorter, so it's over and done with pretty quickly.
What does Bill Parcells like most about being involved with thoroughbred racing?
I just enjoy the first of all, the environment I've met a lot of nice people in the business. I just enjoy being around it. It provides excitement for me. You know, it used to be football 24/7, but now it's, you know, golf and horse racing and the stock market.
So. Are there times when you miss being around football?
Well, sure.
And being around the players? Does racing help fill that void?
It does. You know, yeah, I think guys like me that have been kind of in an action situation their whole lives, that you got to have something that kind of satisfies your urge for that, and horse racing's that for me.
Sounds like you've had a little bit of a learning curve too since you've been involved with the sport.
Oh yeah, without question. I mean, you know, it's 25 years now, so I've seen quite a bit, but there's never a day that goes by that I'm not out here that I don't learn something new.
You've had so many memorable moments, great moments throughout your NFL career. What would you consider to be your most memorable moment in horse racing so far?
I think winning the Empire Classic last year with Saratoga Snacks was my most memorable.
Saratoga Snacks, Gary Contessa, the trainer.
Gary Siaka,
a friend of yours. And that was a relationship that came about because of another NFL Hall of Famer, New York Giant Hall of Famer. Tell me about that.
I think what you're referring to might be Sam Huff. And
yeah.
He had a horse with Gary, and I didn't know Sam that well, but I knew he had a horse with Gary, and that's how I kind of met Gary.
And of course, last year you had the opportunity to go to the Fasig Tipton sale, purchase the full brother to Saratoga Snacks.
Right. He's not going to get to go till he's three. He's a little bit big and going through a little growing spurt here, so we're going to take it easy on him, and hopefully he'll be here next year at this time.
Yeah, and the auction price there was, what, $105,000?
$105,000, yeah.
It came down. Were you thinking, boy, I'm out of my mind spending $105,000 on a horse?
Well, the guy who purchased my horse, he's a little freer with my money than he is with his.
Sure. What was that like for you, watching those bids go up?
Well, we kind of anticipated that they were going to go. By virtue of what Snacks had done, and we thought it'd be up. We actually tried to purchase the horse early before the sale, and we're unable to do that. So they knew they had interested parties.
After you won the Classic, you referred to Saratoga Snacks as somewhat of a Lawrence Taylor type because of his toughness.
Well, he's a gritty horse. He likes the game. He likes to come to train. He likes the races. He likes everything about it. And he's eager and competitive. And really, in his whole lifetime, he's never given a bad effort. We haven't had him out that many times, but he's never given a bad effort anytime he's out there.
I think that was probably one of the few races you weren't in attendance for, right? You were in Florida for that.
That's
one.
That's right. I was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little different watching it on television.
Yes, a little bit.
How many of your former players follow your horses today?
I don't know. I wouldn't have any idea. I know Brian Cox, one of my former players, is very interested in horses, and he's coaching in Atlanta now. So, but he would be the main one that I know that's interested in it.
Do you ever look at yourself as maybe a bit of an ambassador for the sport, considering all the success you had in your professional football career?
I don't know about that, but I certainly enjoy being part of it, and if in any way I can do something to help promote horse racing and the venue that exists, I'm all for it.
You've had a long-standing relationship and friendship with Hall of Famer Shug McGahee. How did that come about?
Oh, I just met Shug about 20, 25 years ago. We just kind of got introduced. He's a great guy. We get along very well. He's been a good friend, and I visit with him quite a bit. He's been a good advisor to me in this business as well, helping me not make mistakes I probably would have made.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much have you leaned on him for advice?
I have. I always ask him and ask his opinion. Whatever the case may be, I always ask his opinion.
What are some of the things moving forward that Bill Parcells would like to accomplish in thoroughbred racing?
I'd like to try to win a graded stakes. You know, that would be very, very exciting for me. You know, I'd like to win a grade two to start with, but then... as that'd be like winning a nice playoff game. But then after that, but that's kind of what I aspire to do, and I would like to try to do it. And I realize that that's difficult. And but I don't think it's impossible. So we'll see.
Bill, I can't thank you enough for taking some time.
You're welcome.
All the best being with you. Forward. Really appreciate it. Thank you.